I interviewed a woman who was raised in Weymouth and told me people were very frightened of polio.
I had it.
Tell me about polio.
Oh, that I can tell you about. It was probably 1946, and there was an epidemic.
Yeah.
And on this particularly, it was very warm, and it was in October. My brother's birthday was the 2nd, and I think this was the 5th. And I had done my chores. It was Saturday. And I can remember vividly. I can remember it all, of course, because getting a sore throat, going up to bed, and my mother calling the doctor. And the doctor was Dr. Ted Brown. It makes me almost cry. He was such a beautiful man. And he arrived. He came, and he said to me, he was a bachelor, very Irish Catholic. They said he had been in love with some woman, and she went to be a nun. But anyway, he was such a sweet man. So he says to me, can you touch your chest? And I couldn't. Oh, that's all he said. I think we need to get a children's hospital. So within 3 hours, I was in Children's Hospital in Boston. And I was there only for 2 weeks. I was very lucky.
Were you in an iron lung?
No, but I'll tell you what happened. When you think about it, we were so restricted on everything. It was everything had to be whispered as a secret. This Mary Margaret Keefe said to me, Joseph Cunningham's in the hospital with polio. And I said, no kidding. Joseph Cunningham was a neighbor of hers. He was a year younger. And that was the end of the conversation. And by Saturday night, I'm in Children's Hospital. That following Tuesday, they brought Mary Margaret in. And she was put into an iron lung. And she died in February of that year, next year. Having polio gave me status. And I didn't have any paralysis to go with it, so that was good. One negative thing about it at school was that I missed a lot of math, and I never, you know, really was taught it. And I feel I'm math disadvantaged because I get very nervous. Not that you do fractions today, but or anything like that, but, you know, I just had that complex about it. But I was very lucky, very lucky. But we had a number of kids in our school had it. Through the city of Newton had it, so. But then I would go to the Children's Hospital. Red Cross would take my mother and myself. We'd go to Children's Hospital once every month for exercises and things of that. You know, a lot of people had relapse, you know, years later. I don't know if you're familiar with Jean Baker Miller was the president of Wellesley College, and she was lame. She's a fabulous woman, oh. And about 5 years ago, she had a relapse and died. So there is such a thing. So you have to say to yourself, why were you spared? I mean, you want to feel that you contribute because I was spared.